Book 7, the Book of Yoga, Canto 3, the Entry into the Inner Countries. Enormous was its vast and passionate voice. It cried to her listening spirit as it ran, demanding God's submission to changeless force, a deaf force calling to a status dumb, a thousand voices in a muted vast. It claimed the heart's support for its clutch at joy, for its need to act, the witness soul's consent, for its lust of power, her neutral being's seal. Into the wideness of her watching self, it brought a grandiose gust of the breath of life. Its torrent carried the world's hopes and fears, all life's, all nature's dissatisfied hungry cry, and the longing all eternity cannot fill. It called to the mountain secrecies of the soul and the miracle of the never-dying fire. It spoke to some first inexpressible ecstasy hidden in the creative beat of life. Out of the nether unseen deeps it tore its lure and magic of disordered bliss. Into earth light poured its maze of tangled charm and heady draft of nature's primitive joy, and the fire and mystery of forbidden delight drunk from the world libido's bottomless well, and the honey-sweet poison wine of lust and death, but dreamed a vintage of glory of life's god, and felt as celestial rapture's golden sting. The cycles of the infinity of desire and the mystique that made an unrealized world wider than the known and closer than the unknown, in which hunt forever the hounds of mind and life, tempted a deep, dissatisfied urge within to long for the unfulfilled and ever far, and make this life upon a limiting earth a climb toward summits vanishing in the void, a search for the glory of the impossible. It dreamed of that which never has been known. It grasped that which never has been won. It chased into the Elysian memory to charms that flee from the heart's soon lost delight. It dared the force that slays, the joys that hurt, the image shape of unaccomplished things, and the summons to the Circean transmuting dance, and passion's tenacity of the courts of love, and the wild beast ramp and romp with beauty and life. It brought its cry and surge of opposite powers, its moments, the touch of luminous planes, its flame ascensions and sky-pitch vast attempts, its fiery towers of dream built on the winds, its sinkings towards the darkness and the abyss, its honey of tenderness, its sharp wine of hate, its changes of sun and cloud and laughter and tears, its bottomless danger pits and swallowing gulfs, its sphere and joy and ecstasy and despair, its occult wizardries, its simple lines, and great communions and uplifting moves, its faith in heaven, its intercourse with hell. These powers were not blunt with the dread weight of earth. They gave ambrosia's taste and poison sting. There was an ardor in the gaze of life that saw heaven blue in the gray air of night. The impulses Godward soared on passion's wings. Mind's quick-paced thoughts floated from their high necks, a glowing splendor of an iris mane, a perure of pure intuition's light. Its flame-foot gallop they could imitate. Mind's voices mimicked inspiration's stress, its ictus of infallibility, its speed and lightning heaven leap of the gods. The trenchant blade that shore the nets of doubt, its sword of discernment seemed almost divine. Yet all that knowledge was a borrowed son's, the forms that came were not heaven's native births. An inner voice could speak the unreal's word, and puissant, dangerous, and absolute could mingle poison with the wine of God.